Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
My buddy Greg Warren in the studio later this week. We're also talking to Mr. Skeen about an hour from now, but Greg will be at Funny Bone this weekend. Nick, you had a bunch of shows this weekend before you went to Kansas City to watch the Chiefs win. How were the shows?
They were fun.
Friday, you were in Erling, Iowa?
Yes.
What was that place called there?
Farmhand Brewing.
All right. That also, the green room was outdoors.
Oh, I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And then you were at the Rosie's in Lincoln. Was that a good crowd there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, then it's Saturday I'll be at Highway 30 Tavern in Silver Creek, Nebraska.
Silver Creek. Do they allow abortion there?
We'll find out Saturday night. Hey-o!
I did tee that up for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
You'll see an abortion that night. It was in the paper the other day that two towns, since the Supreme Court's going to get rule against women's rights to their own bodies, there are two towns in Nebraska said no abortion here now.
That's too bad.
Can you do that?
No, you can't. It's unconstitutional.
That's why they took it to the Supreme Court.
The city council did it.
Right. That's just like saying
Jim did it.
We're not going to allow an 80,000-seat stadium to be built in this town. Because there's about as good a chance as an abortion clinic going up there as there is an 80,000-seat stadium.
But Nick's bringing an abortion to your small town eventually.
But they're making it official. Look how moral we are.
Five guys in the city council in a town of 400 people, right? No abortion here.
Ain't going to be one of them.
Yeah, but Susie's pregnant,
buildings.
And it could be Jim's.
Well, guess we'll have to take her to Omaha.
We'll yank it out up there.
Where they were probably going to have to go anyway.
Don't tell anybody.
Was it Saturday night's gig? You were in front of a drum kit. I saw the.
Yeah, I saw a picture. Yes.
Without context, with the drums and the stage, it looked like you looked like a front man.
Yeah, and somebody sent your broken wings to us again. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There was a band that went on after
after
the stand up on Saturday.
Okay.
And then a friend of mine that was on that show, he's like, well, you were singing this singer, because we saw the band like doing their sound check before we went up. And I guess the look on that guy's face was like pretty cringy while I was singing.
Does he know it's a joke?
Well, yeah.
Bands take themselves too seriously.
Well, no, but I think that's probably the appropriate response to the singing, too.
Did you tell him he wasn't that funny? You know, I saw you sing up there and you're not that funny.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing Greg. Dick Harp in the studio later this week.
Some of the 981 players that add Bob Dolan to Deadpool include, but are not limited to, A Fridge Too Far.
That's a funny name. God, that's a funny name.
Backside Honey Hole gets a hit.
Ooh.
Nice.
As does Baloney River Pants. Bangin' John Mayer gets a hit. We get some of the Cider family getting a hit. This is the McCawkins family, McCawkins family cider. Barry gets a hit there.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bass to Mouth gets a hit. Bat Shoot Crazy. Beagle Threesome gets a hit.
At least it ain't a goat.
Like as in the band or the Bugs?
Yes. Beagle?
Oh, I thought you said Beetle. Oh,
no, yeah. No, he said Beagle.
Yeah,
that's
Beagle.
Different entirely.
Oh.
I miss her too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking like John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah. No, these are animals.
Yeah. You remember.
Yeah.
Dogs, actually. Canines. Yeah.
Belly batter surprise gets a hit.
Yeah. Should that be a surprise?
And Betty really White's ham wallet gets a hit.
Betty White, 100 years old in 43 days, by the way. Will she be a big one next year?
Oh, you got to think.
Yeah.
Just because she's 100?
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I guess you got to start riding the Betty White wave.
Oh, a lot of her friends have passed. You know, Ed Asner went. Yeah. And, what was the other guy?
And she's 100.
Yeah.
100.
And that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people had to scramble after the news yesterday. Because they probably had Bob Dole on
a
next
lot of
year's
did.
List.
I saw people on Twitter all day saying that.
I got to retool the list.
Go back and change your Twitter there.
Last night.
I mean, excuse me, change your Bob Dole, scratch him off.
Life
Fogelberg season has kicked in. A lot of people tagged that. Dan Fogelberg season. I hope the Dan Fogelberg family never sees that. That makes no sense to them. I saw hashtag on Twitter, hashtag Dan Fogelberg season, and it was linked to Bob Dole. If you have no idea why anything, if you don't listen to this program, and unfortunately there are some people that don't, they're going, what the hell is
that? Unfortunately. I hope the family sees that. They must be talking about another Auld Lang Syne. How nice. No.
Explain it to the family.
What a tribute.
Yeah.
And tonight for Monday Night Football, it's the Patriots and the Bills.
God, the Bills have been crap in bed, man. Go Bills, man.
Oh, I compiled my list over the weekend, by the way.
Cookies?
Favorite cookies, yeah.
No.
Oh, you're all the hated
teams? My most hated
NFL
teams.
Oh, wow. I got to do that.
Ranked from 1 to 32. You all should, and then give them to me, and then we'll figure out the most hated teams on the show, you know, based on a collection.
Give me your top five hated teams.
One, Packers. Saints, Seahawks, Cowboys, Patriots, Bucks, Washington football team in Atlanta. That's 8. And then I have 5 teams tied for 9th. I have 13 teams tied for 14th. And the teams I hate the least are the Broncos, the Rams, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Steelers, and the Vikings.
Yeah, I really know any. I don't like the Broncos. I know your son likes them. No.
I love the 5-way tie for 9th.
But I don't wake up hating on the Panthers every day. You're right. That's a
is
good
Atlanta
one.
That whole wide right thing when
yes.
you were there?
No. That's when they failed to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Why do you hate, why do you hate the Washington football team? Because you got cousins from there?
Yeah.
That's enough.
Ownership.
Oh, the ownership. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
That probably has something to do with it.
Yeah.
That was the Falcons who beat the Vikings that time that you went to see it, right?
Oh, that too, yeah.
It's Packers first, right?
Packers first, yeah.
Who's second?
Saints.
Okay.
There's a lot
Saints
of teams
over the,
like,
Saints over the Bears?
Yeah, because the Bears and the Lions,
they
even though,
so bad,
you know, I mean, granted, there are times like yesterday, I had the Vikings at the top of my list. These are power rankings that can, you know, they can be fluid, but that's
so you
the
said,
list
you
as
said,
of today.
You said tied, though, so you didn't actually go through and say, who do I hate worse,
no,
the Jaguars or the Dolphins?
I got like 25
tough.
Teams I got to parse through, and it's like, Houston and the Giants. I don't hate one of those more than the other.
So you just lump them together, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a handful of teams I'm just indifferent to.
Right.
Like the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Don't care.
Until they beat you in the Super Bowl this year.
Then
you're going to hate them real quickly.
The whole middle of the pack will be teams you're just indifferent to. Mm-hmm. You don't care if they live or die.
Or die.
Like if the Chargers went away today. Okay. I guess the Chargers went away.
I know that Craig and I are
that would be nice.
Trying to rile up some hate for our big matchup on New Year's Day.
That I keep forgetting about.
So do I. the Hogs and Penn State never played each other. Got to remember, we hate each other for 3 weeks.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to watch that game together.
No way.
What bowl are they
Pistol
in?
Flying. Outback Bowl. Mark it down.
Doesn't matter. Throwing out the record books.
And it's a bowl game, too, by the way. You don't know what that's like. You've been to one in like 6 seasons now.
Yeah, it's weird. Right.
Yeah, our team's won 6 games or more.
Yeah, they go to bowl games a lot.
Mm. Well, it's tough because you have to win half of your games to get to a bowl game.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not fair, is it?
No.
a pretty high bar.
How about Georgia crap in the bed? Holy crap. I saw a lot of that game.
What well, I guess, heck? Well, you know, it looks like they're going to get a chance to redeem themselves.
Well, they need to be in the Final Four, but I just hate the whole playoff system. It sucks.
I would have rather seen that matchup first instead of setting them up so it's going to be Georgia and Bama in the championship game.
They're
again.
Not going to let them play two weekends in a row.
That was it. That was it.
A month
and
in
they
between.
Lied, too. They, I know there's a month in between.
So it's not two weekends in a row.
They want that final.
Yeah, college football's over. Let's wait a month to play again.
It's the worst.
It's so stupid.
And then after play again in a month, let's wait another 10 days.
Right. It's stupid. Nobody cares.
Well, yeah, by then it's lost any momentum it had.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Oh, and they're rusty and sloppy at the beginning of the playoffs.
Rusty
Every
and sloppy in the morning. That's a great show, man.
That's been this show. That's been this show.
So I did hear somebody saying they broke down the 12-team playoff, how cool it would have been. First of all, Pitt would have been in it. It would have been cool. They were 12th in the country. But just the matchups, 12-1, a playoff system would have been very cool. Now, four of those would get a bye.
And it would give bowl games a meaning.
Oh, my God. And they play this week. They'd be playing this weekend.
Right.
Yeah. We'd all watch along with our NFL games?
Yes, we would.
It's just stupid.
But Army-Navy, man.
Yeah.
We get Army-Navy this weekend.
Yeah. The worst postseason of any organized sport.
Yep.
By far.
Oh,
it's college football.
And they still act like it's cool. It's not.
Chock full of meaningless games.
Right. Including Penn State, Arkansas.
Right.
On New Year's Day in Tampa. Throw the record books out the window.
When you have 40-some games and three of them count, your postseason is dumb.
Where's Iowa going, by the way? Have you looked yet?
Yeah, Todd said earlier.
Did he?
Yeah, it's a New Year's Day game, I think.
Yeah. Citrus Bowl, I think.
Oh, that's
against Georgia.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Georgia. Notre Dame, was it?
Like at Notre Dame?
Really?
A bowl game, Nick. You have no idea. Maybe next year, you know.
Sure.
Kentucky. You got rid of all the problems in Lincoln.
Iowa versus Kentucky.
Those other four coaches were the problems.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am intrigued by a trip to Vegas, but isn't every jackass in Vegas on the – well, I guess it's New Year's Eve, huh? That every jackass is in Vegas. That's a big New Year's Eve town.
I was there New Year's Eve. Yeah, but it's
– super crowded?
Vegas is always crowded.
Super COVID-y?
Yeah. Well, everything's going to be COVID-y. That's –
Well, technically, they have the mask mandate in Vegas, and they're leaving that in through the new year. At the same time, people that have been there say, I didn't see any mask.
Yeah. You're boosted,
it's just
Todd.
Just on paper.
You just stay safe.
I think the stadium requires a vaccine or a test.
Okay.
Good.
But again, I don't know if they enforce that.
Oh, did you see Kansas State is playing in the Texas Bowl?
On the 4th of January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, the 4th of January.
Yeah, that's another one makes no sense.
Yeah.
Those stragglers that come in after New Year's Day.
That's the only one. That's the only one besides the championship game. Just this weird Tuesday night game, LSU and Kansas State.
Martinez was at K-State and visited this weekend.
Yep.
Yep.
The portal.
The transfer portal. They got a punter back. I love that
commercial. Who wants a punter?
Who wants a punter?
We're good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go to Vegas. Because my first rule problem is
I was hoping to get Vegas. I wanted to go to the game.
I would like to go skiing, but there's no snow.
Yeah. Well, thanks, global
that
warming.
That is crazy.
Yep.
Thanks, Obama.
You're right. It is his fault.
It is.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle.
find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who's on line one?
Nothing.
Oh. DJ Airport Bartender.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, fellas.
What's going on, brother?
I'm in need of some train counseling today.
Let me hear it.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, well, we're ending our 14-day trip. We're at the Tampa Airport.
Yeah, you were everywhere.
And one of us,
you were Tampa and then New York City, back to Tampa. Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah. Well, one of us got upgraded on the flight to Denver, and one of us didn't.
Oh, you're going to Denver now first? And, okay, that's your first trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, every bit of 4 hours, I'm in first, and my wife isn't. She doesn't know this yet.
This has happened to you before, though. You mentioned me because I know you fly enough. You get upgraded a lot, and you know you're 6'4", and you like a big seat.
There we go.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
And I drink on planes, and she doesn't.
Right.
So, I'm a fool to pass this up. I'm just going to have to deal with the repercussions.
Right. What are those repercussions? Does she know yet? When are you going to bring it up?
She's walking this way right now. I'm going to put a Bloody Mary in front of her first, and we'll figure it out from there.
You want for her? Maybe we can tell her. We'll break the news.
That'd be very bad.
I'd sure like to hear the reaction.
Let us know what
fellas
happens,
have
man.
A great day.
Have you?
Oh, we'll do.
Nice knowing you, pal.
That's funny, man, because he talks about that a lot, how he – only one will get upgraded, and he likes to fly, and he's not just 6'4", he's also a big guy. He says, and he also drinks on planes to excess, and first class, they still serve you alcohol.
Honey, we're saving money by not paying for the alcohol.
I've not heard a story where she gets the first class upgrade.
I don't think that story exists.
No.
Well, he made two good points. He's tall.
Yes.
And she doesn't drink.
Right.
On planes.
He wins. She can't get the drink and walk it back to him. Plus, she.
Right.
You know.
She doesn't drink on planes for whatever reason. And she obviously drinks beforehand because he's got a Bloody Mary for her. But apparently, she doesn't drink on the plane. Yeah. So, and he does. So it just makes perfect sense.
Right.
Oh, just perfect sense.
It does.
That he should be in first class and put her back.
Now,
until you tell her.
He does.
Coach. They don't call it coach anymore, do they?
Right. Oh, hey, I'm tall and I'm drunk, so I'll take this seat.
The airlines don't call it coach. Everyone else does.
Okay.
We know what it means.
So
Economy class.
I was at the airport.
Business plus.
I was at the airport a couple of weeks ago for fly back east, and he's like psychic because he does work at the airport at a bar now. And he works downstairs in our town, which is right by the gates. And he does a part-time because his wife wants him out of the house once in a while. And so my wife took a picture of the kids, like, looking bored at the gate, and she put it on her Facebook page. And I'm actually at the bar getting a double Bloody Mary. And he texts my – he posts on the page. He goes, "Where's Dad?" Drinking a 1535 double Bloody Mary. He gave the exact price, and I was actually at the bar drinking that. So I guess it's me. I'm pretty predictable. That must have been it. He had the price down exactly. Well, he works there.
Yeah.
Plus tip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was $20.
There was an option to tip at the concession stands at Arrowhead.
I know. I don't get that either. I understand they're working, and I've done it. I've actually hit that, because it's real easy to just push that button.
Yeah.
It's like $1,
$2. You feel like an asshole if you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You're still doing all the legwork. You still came to them.
I get you, but I also think that, you know, with this day and age, if anybody's working those kind of gigs where they're serving the public, you know, what the hell's
going on?
Yeah,
they're not getting paid enough.
Not a lot.
I suppose. I don't know.
Because, you know, at KU games, they serve beer. Crazy, I know.
That is.
And you use your card. And I was getting a bunch of Coors Lights when I watched the KU K-State game. And, it's easy to hit that little dollar.
I know. She's working her ass off. I'm waiting on you. You know, because you are.
Yeah.
You're basically waiting on them. Right. They're not really waiting on you.
Well, they are. They have to go back and get the beer.
Yeah. I'll give them a tip. Yeah.
There are places I don't get it. I don't get a bucket at just a store anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Just a store. Where their job is just to cash you out. I'm not talking about a coffee place, even though I think that, because they're actually making coffee.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Have you seen a bucket at a store? I have.
No.
I have.
I've seen them at golf courses. Do you want a tip at the golf course? for the lady that gives you the bucket of balls or whatever.
Most times it's a machine that gives you a bucket of balls. Yeah. A lot of places.
Right. No, but there'll be a bucket of balls behind the counter. You can tip the lady behind the counter at the golf course if you want.
Yeah, well,
you look probably not.
No.
I've seen them in drive-thrus of like independent restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't, like, a lot of times they're just paying with a card and there's not an option to tip on there. I'm like,
right.
I'm going to throw, like, the spare, I'm going to feel like a dick if I throw the spare change in there. It's like, here's, you know, 38 cents. Right.
See, I've had the exact opposite, like you were talking, Nick, where if you call it, you know, put in an online order for food, I'm going to go pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, there was no spot to tip on the online order sheet. So then you get there and they bring you the receipt. There's nothing to, it's all taken care of.
There. Okay, got it.
Well, how am I supposed to give a tip?
Yeah.
I mean, that instance, I want to give a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have any cash, I'm just screwed.
Yeah, that was my dilemma. I picked up some groceries over the weekend. Had no cash to give the guy, or the ladies in this case, delivered my groceries. I should have.
Although you sat in the car and they brought it out?
Yeah.
Well, he is lazy. Yeah.
Very convenient.
The option there was no delivery option.
I thought you were just going to just go to the grocery store.
No, and previously it would deliver.
Okay,
they would deliver to you. But for that day, they weren't. They were just too damn busy.
Too damn busy.
And I was hungry, so I went and picked it up. I needed my popcorn now.
Out of Temecula, California, there is an Amazon driver.
Oh yeah.
This is good. He gets up to the home and sees that the doormat reads, "Hide packages from husband." And the Amazon driver, so he hid the parcel behind the planter. And he was about to leave when the husband actually opened the door. And the driver was forced to come up with the reason that he was standing there. And this was caught on the Ring camera. It goes something like this.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
A package?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I'm just here to tell you about the
historic
gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Look at Jesus.
No!
Suck it, Jesus.
The historic gospel.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's horrible.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. That's awesome.
Tis the season, Craig. Tis the season.
No, it's not the season for that.
I love that because he knew the guy wasn't going to be like listening.
Come on in.
Right.
I haven't heard about Jesus yet.
He's like, what'll get me out of here?
Yeah, he'd be the one guy that wants to talk about Jesus that day. Oh, no. Son of a bitch.
Were the disciples his friends?
Yep. All right. Mr. Skin later on this morning. Top nude scenes of 2021. More Deadpool names from Bob Dole passed away yesterday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.